In Orthogon headlines today, a Minot man will spend 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to the attempted rape of a pregnant woman. 27-year-old Jeremiah Sango was sentenced this week for the crime that happened in October of last year. A Watford City man charged in the shooting death of a woman there a year ago is back in North Dakota after being extradited from Wyoming. Hugo Hernandez Jr. is charged with negligent homicide and discharge of a weapon in city limits. State School Superintendent Kirsten Basler says the application deadline for residents to apply for an opening on the state higher ed board has been extended to May 6th. The term of board vice chair John Warford ends in June, and he's not applied for another term. I'll be back with Lake Region News right after this. In Lake Region News today, a board member with an organization focused on Native American voting says the new state legislative district map is having a positive effect on the effort to recruit Native American candidates. Natasha Gord says seven such candidates are seeking state legislative seats this year. Most are running in the new District 9. And Gord says this development will ultimately add to the number of Native American voices in the next session of the state legislature.
We've seen an upturn in participation and just getting leadership development through Native candidates.
The new court-ordered legislative map, which also redrew the boundaries for local District 15, was a result of a legal challenge by the Spirit Lake Nation and the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. A service club here in Devil's Lake will host a signature event today. Pete Hager with the Kiwanis says their annual French Toast Feed will be held today at the KC Hall downtown. Hager says that feed is a major fundraiser for the club. He says the event will offer residents two opportunities to enjoy a meal.
We serve in the morning from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we take a break and get everything cleaned up and ready for supper, and then we serve again from 4:30 to 7 o'clock.
Hager says tickets for the French Toast Feed will be available at the door today. Tickets are $12 for adults. Children ages 4 to 12 are $5, and a family ticket is $30. Hager says the money raised by the event is then used by the Kiwanis throughout the year to support various programs that are focused on children. That's a look at state headlines in Lake Region News today. For Radio Works, I'm Eric Arndt.